peace to you, brothers and sisters.
前两次我们都在交通以弗所书第一章。
This year, we are sharing Ephesians chapter 1.
我们交通今年的主题，他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And we're sharing on the theme that the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
前两次我们比较更多是在讲基业，那今天我们稍微讲一点荣耀。
The first two times we were talking more about inheritance, but today we want to share more about glory.
我们先做一点复习，就是第一章，保罗一开始他就说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他曾在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So let's have a review first. Paul begins by saying, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
各样的福气，盼望我们中国人都知道我们很看重福气，如果要我们数的话，你先数哪一样？
So we're Chinese, we're very focused on blessings. And so if all of these blessings, which is the first one you would choose?
那个福气是首先就是在基督里蒙了拣选。
So the first blessing is that we are chosen in Christ.
是神预定我们得儿子的名分。
So we are predestined to be called the sons of God.
这个名分是太宝贵了，所以必须他要有一个代价，这个代价就是神儿子的。
So this name of sonship is so precious that God, there's a price to be paid, and that is the blood of the Son of Jesus Christ.
我们有时候传福音，我们会有一个误区，我们告诉别人说福音是白白的，你只要相信就可以得着。
Sometimes we could be a little misleading when we preach the gospel that says, the gospel is free.
这个话也对也不对哈，因为它有容易会被人误解。
So this is true and also not totally true, because it's easily mistaken.
福音是白白的给我们，因为不是靠我们付上的代价，我们自己付不起那个代价。
It is true that the gospel is free. But there is a price to be paid, and we cannot pay that price because it's too high.
但真正那个代价实在是太大了，大到一个地步，这个天上地下没有一个代价能够付得上，只有神儿子的血才能够付上那个代价。
So this price is high indeed, that it is so high that we cannot, there is nothing on heaven and on earth to pay for it. It's only because the blood of Jesus can pay for that.
所以对于我们来说是白白的，不是因为它便宜，不是因为它廉价，相反是因为它太宝贵了。
And it is free, not that it's because it is cheap, but because it is precious.
所以这个是称为一个恩典，这是一个福气。
This is grace to us and blessing to us.
我们以前有首诗歌我们经常唱薄饼的时候叫永久磐石。
There's a song that we sing a lot during the Lord's table is Rock of Ages.
那里说纵我双手不罢休，不能满足你要求。
Even if my hands don't give up, I can't satisfy your demands.
纵我热心能持久，纵我眼泪永远流。
Even though I can maintain my zeal,even though my tears flow forever,
这些不足赎欠有，必须由你施拯救。
And these are not enough to atone for my sins. You must come and save me.
感谢主，这我想都是我们弟兄姊妹非常熟悉的真理。
These are truths that we are familiar with.
但是我们常常要问，是不是我们所相信的就到此为止了呢？
Is it that our belief is to this point only?
有时候我们还会有一个误会，就是说天上属灵的福气是不是只有这一样呢？
Sometimes we have another misunderstanding, that is it the only there's only one true spiritual blessing from heaven.
我们做基督徒一辈子，我们在神的教会好好的服侍，我们所要得的就是那一样做神儿子的名分。
And we serve all our lives in church, and because we want to have this sonship, the name of sonship.
我想这就是前几次我们的交通。我们不仅是神的心意，不仅是要名分，要的是给我们这个产业。
So that is our previous sharing.That God does not only want to give us the name and sonship, but He also wants to give us the inheritance.
可以这样说，神为什么要给我们名分？他的目的是为了要我们把产业给我们。你没有名分，不可能来得产业。
So why does God want to give us the name of sonship? Because if we don't have the name of sonship, we do not have the inheritance.
所以说，如果我们做一个基督徒，觉得只有这一样的福气，那其实是很可悲的。你可以跟别人说，我得救了，我有儿子的名分，我罪得赦免了，你可以讲许许多多，然后如果仅此而已，那我们的基督徒的一辈子还是很可悲。
So it is really sad if that is the only point that you get out of the salvation, is that we have the name of sonship andwe get inheritance, and we can say a lot about it, but if that's all we get, it's very sad.
因为神救我们的目的在我们身上没有达成。
And we have not opened up God's inheritance to us.
后来我们有一堂讲，不仅我们要得着产业，而且我们要成为神的产业。
And then we talked about not only that we want God'sinheritance, but we want to become His inheritance.
那是一个更宝贵的，就是想想我们这些不配的人哈，赦罪是一回事，我们以前犯罪的现在蒙了赦免，但是说我们这些人可以成为产业，这完全是完完全全不同的一个意念。
So, it is precious because.Not only our sins are saved, are forgiven, but to become His inheritance, that's more precious.
今天我们就讲第三点，就是这个基业或者说这个产业有何等丰盛的荣耀，这个荣耀。
So today we want to touch upon the third point, which is the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saint, and we want to talk about this glory of His inheritance.
所以我们今天的主题很长，我们把它浓缩再浓缩，简单讲就是基业的荣耀。
So if we condense the verse, it is the glory of the inheritance.
但是我们知道荣耀是一个很大的题目，其实也是很抽象的，我们也很怕去碰它，因为太抽象了。
Glory is a big topic, and it's also quite abstract. So because it is abstract, we try not to touch itand think about it.
就比方说我们至少知道什么不是荣耀，不是这个教会你的这个尖顶有多高，那就看那个教会就是一个荣耀的教会。
So at least we know what is not about glory. It's not about the steeple being tall. So and that's not the glory.
我们知道以前这个教会的顶很高，它有很实际的用途。
And we know that in the past, the tall steeples of a church has a purpose.
它不是为了告诉别人说，你看我们教会有多荣耀，我们这个尖顶有多高，而是你到了哪一个城，当时教会都是这个尖顶都是最高的建筑，所以你不管到哪一座城去，你要去教会，你只要一看，那个时候没有 GPS， 你也查吧，教会在哪里，你不用问别人，你只要看一下那个顶，好，我知道了，我就去那里敬拜。
So the tall steeple is not for the glory of the church. And back when the days when you come into a town and there's no GPS, you can see it from a long distance where the church is. But today, when it comes to us, we tend to think of it as glory.
这个也不怪大家，因为人就是这样，我们要抓一点具体的东西，不然你说荣耀，什么是荣耀？不是说我面上有很多的光发出来，那个就是人家看见就觉得说这个很荣耀。
Yeah, it is not to blame anyone, but it's to man tend to grab onto something that they can refer glory to. It's because it's not glory, just light shining.
当然，我们从以弗所书也知道说。要讲这个荣耀，当然离不开教会，不可能绕过去教会来讲这个荣耀。
And from Ephesians, from the book of Ephesians, we see that when we talk about glory, it cannot be it has we cannot avoid the church.
因为教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的，所以一定必须是讲教会。
The church is his body and the fullness of him who fills all in all, so it has to be about the church.
我想今天我们讲了以弗所书这么久，大家对第一章、第二章至少很熟悉哈。有哪些词经常的重复？你可能应该是心里有感觉的。
So since we have been studying Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, all these past couple of months, there are many words that repeat themselves and. And you should be quite familiar with those.
当然，荣耀是个大词，就是使他的荣耀得到称赞，使他的荣耀得到称赞，使他的荣耀得到称赞。
And so, glory is one of those words, and that it is something that we declare.
还有一个词经常讲，就是我们和你们。
There's another word that is mentioned many times. It's us and them. Oh, you. Us and you.
所以这是我们今天的题目，就是从你们、我们到神的教会。
So this is also one of the topic that we're talking about is about you and us. You and us, and then about the church.
我们来回顾我们自己是怎么信主的哈，那个。有些例外的情况，但是多数来说都是我们遇见教会里的人，然后后来我们来到教会，然后慢慢又进到教会，然后来信主。
When we look back how we how we come to believe in the Lord, and there although there might be some exceptions, most of them are because we encountered a church and we entered the church.
我们信主之前，我们在教会之外，后来到了教会之内。然后后来我们信了主，成为教会的一个肢体，那里面的感觉是不一样的。
When we come to the church and then enter the church and become a member of the church, then that feeling is different.
上次我记得刘冰姐妹她分享这个，她妈妈为什么会信主？她说，因为她在我们中间，她说感觉说，她说你们当中有一个什么不一样。
I remember last time Sister Liu Bing was sharing about her mother's testimony of believing in the Lord because she said that there's something among you that is different.
所以这种感觉很难描述，但她知道你们和我，我们和你们不一样，但是你们里面有一个东西是我没有的。
And that feeling is hard to describe, but she's saying that you...have something that I don't have.
慢慢等到真的信主了，那个你们就变成我们了。
So after you believe in the Lord, the you become us.
但究竟是什么啊？这种感觉很难说清楚。
But what it is truly, it is hard to describe that feeling to explain it.
保罗写这封以弗所书哈，给以弗所的圣徒，他当中也用了很多这些你们和我们。
So Paul, who wrote Ephesians, used a lot of you and us.
这两个词可以说是人与人之间交往哈最常用的词，也可以说是最频繁的人称代词。
It is a very common pronoun that we use when we're relating to others.
所以以弗所书保罗没有写一篇神学的论文，他用的这些词也可以说不需要人有任何的背景，只要是人都能够明白。
So Paul is not writing a theological paper. He's using terms that common people, as long as if you relate to others, you would understand.
虽然好像从真理的高度，有人说以弗所书是保罗书信甚至新约书信里面最高的，但是保罗他当他来表达这个荣耀的时候，他就用这些最普通的词汇来说，就是你们和我们。
Although the letter to the Ephesians can be said to have reached a very high level of truth, Paul just uses very simple words to help us understand.
我假设大家都很熟悉了，我们就不回去再重新读这些话。不过我们再提醒一下，就是以弗所书里这里说的你们是指谁。
So we're not going to go back and read the verses, the scriptures, but what is the you in the Ephesians refer to?
他写给以弗所圣徒嘛，所以这些包括第三章第一节说你们外邦人，所以这些你们讲的就是以弗所书那些外邦的圣徒。
So he was writing to the Christians in Ephesus, and the word you refers to the Gentiles, as in chapter 3, verse 1.
当保罗说我们的时候呢，这个稍微需要解释一下。当保罗说我们，它有两种的含义。
So we have to explain a little bit about we.
那保罗说我们的时候，有的时候这个我们狭义的就是指信了主的犹太人，因为保罗是一个犹太人。
So in one sense, we refer to the Jewish people who believe in the Lord, because Paul is.
他说这个我们是站在所有信主的犹太人的立场上来讲。
So he's standing on all those Jewish people that believe in the Lord.
那有的时候保罗讲这个我们，他就包括所有信主的人，所以他说我们的时候是指所有神家里的人。
So sometimes Paul uses it in a broad sense when he used the word we to refer to all those who are in God's family.
下面我们就简单来讲一下这个你们跟我们有什么差别。
So let's look at the differences between you and us from Ephesians.
今天其实时间有限，可能我们主要讲第一点。
Because of the time, we may only be able to cover the first point.
简单讲就是说远近有别。
There's a difference between far and near.
因为刚才我们读到一句话说来传福音给你们近处的人也有远处的人。
So remember we read one of the verses says that there are those who are near and those who are far away when we come to preach the gospel.
所以远近有别，所以我们当说这个我们是近处的，你们是远处的。
And we are near, but you are far away.
其实简单这两个词就是把，我觉得说这是最简单的词，但是可以说出所有世界上人心中有的一种优越感。
So even though these words are very simple, but it has something to do with a sense of superiority for in everyone in this world.
为什么会用这些词我们你们，就是因为人心中是需要有一种优越感。
Why do we use this word we and us is because people want to have this sense of superiority.
当我们没有神的时候，我们活在地上就是靠着这些东西来支撑自己的。
So when we do not have God, that's what we use to sustain ourselves.
其中的一个代表就是地方，就是 我以我住在哪里，我是哪里的人来作为一个骄傲。
So one of those things that we're proud of is where we live, where we're from.
或者说我会跟哪里的人更加亲近，也有时候很多时候也跟这个地方远近有关系。
And we tend to be close to those who are from the same place.
所以今天这个他们开玩笑说，好像尤其是像北京或者像这些大都市，你一说你住在哪里哈，他就知道你住在几圈里面。我以前讲过，这个几环的里面。
So it's like living in a big city like Beijing. If you talk about the region, and people would know where you live.
我们 Kansas City 有一个 435, 就是环绕我们一个城市。
We have here in Kansas City, we have the Highway 435, which surrounds the city.
那北京的话，你可以想就是说有五个 435, 要至少要环绕这个北一圈的城市又扩大了，所以也许有一天我们也需要，因为我们现在。以前 435 是差不多就到我们城市的边界了，对不对？但现在已经扩出去很多了，所以有一天可能我们外面会再来一圈。
So, in Beijing, you may have five circles that surround the city, but here in Kansas City, we just have one. But maybe one day we need to. Used to 435 was the edge of the city, but it's now expanded beyond that.
所以他们一听你住在哪里，他就知道说你住在哪一圈里面，他知道你的地价是多少，大概你的社会阶层是你有多富有，大概一听你住在哪里就知道了。
So if you tell them where you live, they already know which circle you're living within and your economic status and all that.
你这个人可不可以交往，值不值得跟我交往？世界上的人心里就有概念了。
Are you worthy for to have a relationship?
但是我们知道这里所说的远近，它是以耶路撒冷的距离来计算的。
So here talking about near and far is based on the distance from Jerusalem.
可以说这一点上犹太人是最得天独厚的。
So that's the one thing that the Jewish people are the most proud of.
我们教会一些弟兄姊妹，我们去年去过一次耶路撒冷，特别激动哈。为什么那么激动？就是因为太远了，要去一次真的不容易。
So last year, a lot of the brothers and sisters from this church went to Jerusalem, and we were very excited because it is so far away to go there just one time. It's not easy.
也许我们还有弟兄姊妹去过不止一次，但是我们一次能够去的次数可能应该是至少是很有限的，我想这个不夸张。
So we're very limited in how many times we can go there. So maybe some brothers and sisters have been there multiple times.
有的犹太人可以说我每年都去，甚至一年去三次。
But many of the Jews can say that they go there a lot, and they even maybe three times every year.
但如果你是住在耶路撒冷的人，那更加不得了了，没有人比你离这个圣城更靠近了。
So, if you live in Jerusalem, then it's even more incredible because you're not any closer. You can't get any closer.
但是以弗所书里说的这个近处和远处啊，它不光是指离耶路撒冷的远近，它真正说的是我们与神之间的距离。
The distance mentioned here is not only geographical, but also the distance between the relationship between you and God.
是与神关系的远近，对，感谢主。在人的血气当中哈，骄傲的里面，我们有千万种方法，我们要保住自己的优越感。
So, in our human nature, there are many ways, thousands of ways to protect.Our sense of superiority.
因为这我用优越感或者叫骄傲也好，因为把这个放弃了，我做人就没有味道了。
Or we can say that it is our pride, because if we give that up, then there's no pleasure in your existence.
所以我们会拼一切的力气去保守这些的骄傲或者说优越感。
So we're going to try everything we can to protect this.Pride.
当然我们知道说最常见的骄傲就是我有多聪明，我多有钱，或者我多有能力，就这些，这是我们常见的。
And a lot of some of the more common is my abilities, how much money I have.
但是其实有一个最强烈的优越感或者骄傲是哪里来，就是从那个宗教。来的
that the strongest pride is from religious superiority.
这个，因为我们今天整天在教会里，也许我们感受不深啊。但是今天我们看我们的世界就知道说，啊，你其实就是看我们今天的这个以色列和巴勒斯坦就知道。
We can look at Israel and Palestine. We can understand the that religion is a strong sense of pride.
这种最强的优越感，其实反过来说，就会带来最深的仇怨。
And it also brings the deepest hostility.
我们可以说那是千年的仇怨，到今天还一直在继续。
And there is, through thousands of years, this hostility still remains.
其实是一样的仇怨，可能有一点不同，就是那个时候丢的是石头，现在丢的是无人机。
So maybe there's a difference. Back then, it was back then the hostility was throwing stones, but today it's throwing clones.
都是亚伯拉罕的后裔，drones，or missiles，其实那个仇怨，他们这双方他们在争什么？So
what are they fighting about?
其实他们从根本上来说都是说。 其实我才是与神更近的，你们信的那个，你们是远的，我是近的，你是远的。So
fundamentally, the reason they're fighting is about their closeness with God. You are far away and I'm close.
其实，当然有的时候这个神要打引号，因为他们没有得到真神，但是他们觉得自己是信的是真神。
So they truly believe the God that they believe in is the true God.
所以这个他觉得有一群人远到一个地步，就是说人的这种仇恨，可以说你是不配存在在这个世界上，所以要把你消灭掉。So
to a point, they feel that because of how far you are from God, that you no longer are worthy to exist.
所以像这样的仇怨，在地上是不可能有人的力量可以来消弭的。This
type of hostilities could not be abolished by human efforts.
也许你说我们是最强的经济，最富的经济，我们是最强的军事，但是也是没有用的。Even
if you are have the biggest economy or the strongest military, you cannot settle it.
你就是想要有这样一个大国就可以摆平，这其实是人的幻想。It
is only our imagination thinking that a big country can stop that.
其实我们可以预计，就是如果有一天这个地上出现了一个人，他把这个好像全部摆平，会带来一个什么结果？
So if there's one day a man rises up and be able to bring peace to the two sides, what would be the results?
地上的人会把这个人当神来拜。
And this person, the world will worship this person as if he is God.
其实神的话里也给我们一点影子，我们因为时间有限，我们不那么读了，我们就是看一下，在这里讲是帖撒罗尼迦后书。
And here in 2 Thessalonians,
那里讲到，首先我们知道的背景是在讲主耶稣基督的降临和我们到他那里聚集。
The background is that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and gathered together to Him.
这件事发生没有？
Has this happened yet?
还没有发生，我们确定吗？ 所以这是讲将来的事，不是讲历史。So
this is not history. This is about something that happened in the future.
这是他的背景，我想说一下。后面讲说这个我们不细读了。他说到时候你们不要被诱惑，如果有一个大罪的人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。So
do not be deceived, because in the future there may be a man of lawlessness is revealed.
这个人很特别。 就是历史上我们经常去对号入座，说这个人是不是，那个人是不是？但是还没出现，因为有一天他会坐在神的殿里，自称是神。
So this person, you know, in the past we said, is this the person or is it that person? But one day this person is going to sit in the temple of God.
Yeah, 所以至少这点我们要确定，这是没有发生的事。将来在地上还会有殿，而且这个殿里坐着一个人，这个人叫做大罪人。
So one day there will be a temple, and there will be one a person that sit in the temple, and that person is a man of lawlessness.
所以我们要很小心哈，就是我们现在我们的眼睛不是在那盯着看地上的圣殿什么时候重建，建好了就怎样怎样，建好了其实不是说基督就进到那个殿里去，到那个殿里坐的乃是敌基督，乃是那个大罪人。
Yeah. So we have to be careful. Let's not focus on.The temple itself, because one day the temple will be there, and the person who sits in the temple is not Christ; it is the Antichrist.
基督已经复活了，他复活的身体就是殿，他不会再进人手所造的殿。
Our Lord Jesus is already resurrected, and his body is the temple. His resurrected body is the temple, so he would not enter into a temple that's made by man.
这不下面呢不是圣经的原话，但是我们有理由相信说，什么样的人会，就是到今天说去拜那样的一个人，我们有理由相信，就是有时候你想也可能是历史上像希特勒那样的人物，大家在猜他是敌基督，他是怎么样，但是在末世的时候可能正好是反过来，有一个人他把他全部摆平了。所以这个人他是谁？
So in the past in history, maybe Hitler was there, but this has not happened yet. So in the future, there will be one person who brings everybody together in peace, and he calls himself God. He proclaims himself to be God.
Oh, yeah. I refer to Hitler, 因为就是说 Hitler 是制造一个大混乱、大杀戮的人，所以这是过去发生的事情。
Yeah.
那今天可能发生的是正好相反，今天所以我们想象中再来一个敌基督，他不一定是就是在地上发动那么多战争，叫地上杀了很多人，我想人不会去拜他，拜这样的，今天是反过来的，就是好像他能够成就地上本来不可能成就的和平，所以人会去拜他。
So in the future, people won't worship someone who kills a lot of people andBut they might. There would be just the opposite. They might worship someone who brings peace to the world.
不过这个也不是重点，重点就是说帮助大家理解说那个冤仇是不可能靠人的力量来废掉的。
So this is not the key point. The key point is that this hostility cannot be abolished by man.
只有在基督的身体里能够废掉。
To only be abolished in the body of Christ.
就是我们今天开始唱那个十字架的诗歌。
So, like we sang the hymn about the cross.
因为教会是基督的，成为基督的身体，只有在教会的里面，这个远处和近处是能够有和平的。
So the church is the body of Christ, and only in the church can this near and far can beExist in peace.
我们倒回头去看一下哈。好，他这里，我们把这一节再读一下。为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
So by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances.That he might create in himself a new man in two places, so making, oh, and there, and might reconcile us to God in one body through the cross.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Verse 16. And might reconcile us both in God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility.
这里面的顺序有一个非常重要的点要跟弟兄姊妹说，就是这里英文讲的顺序比中文更加清楚。
And the order in here, in the English translation is more clear.
中文是先说, 我们两下归为一体, 然后与神和好。
In the Chinese, it says that we become one and then reconcile with God.
然后英文是说, 先与神, 我们两下都和好了, 然后我们就进入了同一个身体。
So in English it said that we reconcile us both to God in one body.
你说这有什么差别,结果不是都是一样的?
And you might say, well, isn't the result the same?
所以我跟他有一个仇怨,地上所有的方法就是其实没有神,就是我跟他和好了,不管用什么方法,反正是一个超级的能力,我跟他和好了,然后我们就一起到神的面前去了。
So it's like we have to reconcile with each other first using whatever ways that we have, then we can go before God.
以前有仇,现在没仇了,我们一起去见神了。Then
we don't have any hostility, we can go before God together.
但保罗是说,其实是我们,都是我与神和好,他与神和好,然后我们是在一个身体里面,这个身体叫做教会。So
what Paul said is, I reconciled with God and reconciled with God both individually, and then once we're reconciled, we are in one body.
所以犹太人他们自己觉得与神很近，所以他要感谢神，说感谢神，我不像这个外邦人。The
Jews feel that they are very close to God, so they pray that praise the Lord, I'm not like this Gentile.
犹太人他离神再近,他没有办法靠自己去跨越那个罪的鸿沟。
The Jews, no matter how close they are with God, they cannot by their own self cross the chasm of sin.
外邦人他们再远,但是已经有神称他们为义了。
No matter how far away the Gentiles are, God has already counted them as righteous.
他们在一起的时候,他们是神的基业。
And together, both are the inheritance of Christ.
在这个基业或者说教会当中,犹太人跟外邦人就没有那样的分别了。
Well, we can say that in God's inheritance, there is no distinction between Jews or Gentiles.
没有,你不能再夸那个远和近了。
You cannot boast close or near, or far or near.
这个是神基业的荣耀。
So this is the glory of God's inheritance.
我想我们以前对这些感受可能不会那么深，我们觉得说，如果比如说我们是犹太教会里面多了两个外邦人，那这个外邦教会里面多了两个犹太人，当然很好，但是也没有什么太了不起。
A lot of times we don't have that deep feeling of hostility. So if the Jews, the Jewish church have a couple more Gentiles, we certainly good, but it's.
Yeah. 那真正的意思是说，你以前觉得我靠近神，你不靠近神，那个我们所夸口的那个东西还存在，还是不存在？
So before when we say we're close to God or we're not close to you are not close to God, is that reality still exists?
保罗说你们从前远离神的人，但如今在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。Paul
said you were ones who are far away and now have been brought near to Christ in Christ Jesus through his blood.
有一种 这个血所带来的清净在神的教会当中。
So this is through his blood brought against the nearness in his church.
如果是我们看我们地上教会的时候，所以说有些的距离感会从这个中文、英文或者年长、年轻，因为我们的兴趣不一样，我们感知的东西也不一样，会容易产生很多的隔阂。
So in a church today, whether you speak English or Chinese, or whether you're young or old, or your interests might be different, And this could cause some separation.
其实我们也想尽很多办法想要把它弥补这当中的这些隔阂也好，或者说这个隔离的东西也好。
So we try to use a lot of different ways to try to bridge these differences and gaps.
当然这些都是很有价值的，就像这个价值是很明显的，就像在地上一样，我们不要有战争，我们要有和平。
There's value in these things, but it's kind of like we want peace, we don't want war in this world.
不过就是接着以弗所书可以给我们一个提醒，就是说这个和平是怎么成就的。
So, but it is through the letter to the Ephesians that we realize how that is accomplished, this abolishment of the hostility.
Yeah, 这个我想我们之间没有怨仇哈，但是我们有这个距离感。
Maybe between us we don't have hostility, but we have this sense of the distance.
这个东西是怎么消除的？我们靠自己，我们尽量去做，就是像经常说，好像不要打仗，我们要有和平，这我们要去做的。但是真正成就和平的，我们要来祷告，这是神所能成就的。
So maybe we try our best to say that we don't want war, we just want peace. The only way, or maybe we can through prayer to accomplish that peace.
当这种光景真的出现的时候，你知道说这个叫做基业的荣耀。
When these things happen, this is called the glory of his inheritance.
因为就是我们知道说靠我们做不出来的，现在出现了，这个叫做荣耀。我本来就能做的，现在做好了，也很好，但那个不叫荣耀。
So when it is something that we cannot accomplish is now being done, that's called glory. If it's something that we can do and we accomplished it, that's not glory.
我想这个关于距离感还有很多可以交通，但是因为时间的关系，我想我们今天就停在这里。
There's probably a lot more to share about this sense of distance that separates us, but because of time, we're going to stop here today.
我想更多也是求神的圣灵啊，更多赐我们智慧和启示，让我们一起来明白。
And we pray that God will give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
好，我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
感谢你赐给我们各样天上属灵的福气。
We thank you for giving us all the blessings from heaven.
感谢你叫我们在你的产业上有份。
That we can be part of your inheritance.
求你继续开我们的眼睛，叫我们来认识你基业的荣耀。
Open our eyes so that we can see the glory of your inheritance.
我们承认说我们人都是有限的，我们都是软弱的。
We admit that we are limited.
但是我们都是把自己那一点点可夸的啊。隔绝在我们跟别人中间。
And we take that little bit of pride that we have between the setting up the distance.
唯有主你自己的宝血，唯有你自己的十字架，能够叫我们都先来与神和好。
Only through your blood and through the cross that we can come reconcile with you.
来成为一个身体。
To become one body.
主啊，但愿你在你的基业当中来得到荣耀。
And maybe we wish, we pray that you will get glory at your house.
虽然我们只是一个小小的教会，主啊，但是我们知道我们已经蒙了你的拣选，已经蒙了你的祝福。
Even though we are a little church, but we know that we already have your blessings.
但愿你加力量给我们每一个人。
May you give strength to every one of us.
我们一同来追求这样属灵的福气。
That we can pursue this spiritual blessing.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
感谢主，通过五雷弟兄、汤尼弟兄给我们美好的信息。请大家起立，我们来唱一首圣歌，678首。